Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Practicing. We're looking at really the spiritual disciplines. And we were talking this Sunday about the spiritual discipline of rest, of sometimes what's called Sabbath, right? But this idea of resting, and specifically resting in the Lord. And I want to read to us from Mark 2, verse 27 and then 28. Jesus is walking along in the grain fields with his disciples, and they're hungry, and so they're plucking heads of grain, and they're eating them, and the Pharisees see it, the Pharisees being the religious leaders and scholars, and they start criticizing Jesus and his disciples and saying, why are you guys doing what's not lawful to do on the Sabbath? You're not supposed to do any work on the Sabbath. And Jesus reminds them of the story in the Old Testament where David and his men were hungry, and so they went and they actually asked the priest for the bread of the presence, the holy bread, to eat it because they were so hungry. And Jesus finishes the story by saying in verse 27, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And he goes on in verse 28 and says that the Son of Man, speaking of himself, is Lord of the Sabbath. And I talked about this briefly on Sunday, and I'll talk about it now, that Jesus reminds the Pharisees, the Sabbath in the Old Testament was given to the people of Israel in the Ten Commandments, right? First in Genesis chapter 2, it says that God himself rested on the seventh day. But then God institutes that in the Ten Commandments for the people of Israel and says, you are to keep the Sabbath and remember it and keep it holy. But it was always meant to be a gift. It was telling them, like, you are to rest. God is commanding you to take a day off and worship and rest in the Lord and be refreshed, reminding them that they are not God, reminding us as human beings, we are limited and we can rest and God continues to govern the world. The point was not, that's when Jesus says, right, that Sabbath was made for the man, not man for the Sabbath. What the Pharisees had done, they had put so many regulations and so many rules, and the focus had gotten on what can you do and what can't you do, that the Sabbath had really become a burden for people. And Jesus reminds them, that's not the original purpose of the Sabbath. That's not why God gave us rest, so that it would become this burden, a legalistic burden. But when Jesus also says that Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath, this statement, combined with the other things that Jesus says about, you know, destroy the temple and he'll rebuild it in 3 days, talking about his resurrection, when he says someone greater than Solomon is here. There's all these statements Jesus makes that reminds the people and teaches the people everything in the Old Testament, the law and the prophets, are pointing forward to Jesus. That God has now come in the flesh and he is the fulfillment of all the things that the old covenant system, the old law, were pointing towards. And even when it comes to the Sabbath, we read from Matthew 11 on Sunday, Jesus says, come to me, all who are weak and weary, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Learn from me, he says, and you'll find rest for your souls. And so what we talked through on Sunday, yes, should Christians take a day off? Yes, I think we should. I think that's still the pattern that we see in the scriptures. Genesis chapter 2, God himself rests on the seventh day. But it's not a legalistic thing. The Sabbath is not binding on New Testament Christians the same way that it was for Jews in the Old Testament. The point is not that we become legalistic and say, I got to take this 24-hour period off. Paul talks about this in Colossians 2. He says, don't judge one another based on, you know, the observance of new moons or festivals or a Sabbath day. The point, yeah, take a day off, rest each week, push back against the cultural pressure to always be going. If you can, take a day off. But Jesus says, look, the ultimate Sabbath rest, the thing that we're after when we take a Sabbath was we want to rest and remember the goodness of God and the fact that he is the one who gives our souls rest. Jesus died on the cross. He forgave us. He finished the work. And when we trust him, we know we are saved, we are forgiven, we are completely accepted and loved by God. And when you know that, your soul can rest. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. You don't have to prove yourself to God. You don't have to perform to be loved. You are accepted, forgiven, and loved by the God of the universe. And it's that's done. You know that because at the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." And he says to you and me, "Come to me, all who are weak and weary, and I will give you rest." Rest for your very soul. So yes, take a day off. Yes, practice the concept and the beauty of Sabbath. I encourage you to do so. And remember that our ultimate soul rest comes from the gospel, from knowing who we are in Christ. It comes from Jesus and his finished work. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for every person listening right now. God, yes, I hope we'll take a day off. I think that's wise. But Father, help us to remember that our soul rest, even as we take that day off, that we're to turn our hearts toward you and to remember you promise, Jesus, anyone who comes to you, who trusts you, who walks with you, you will give us rest for our souls. And I thank you. The work, Father, is finished. Because you finished your work, Jesus, at the cross, we can rest from ours. We love you. Help us to rest in you. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to think this over and to pray as well.